Good morning and welcome to Spotlight 92. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Thursday we talk to the movers and shakers of the Memphis community, the people that are making things happen for your benefit and mine. And our guest today is here to tell us about a new facility in Memphis that we're so thrilled to get. And it is a bequest from the bequest of Ray and Joan Croc, and we'll tell you all about that. But it is the brand new Croc Center here in Memphis, Tennessee, which was which is an honor because there aren't that many of them in the world anymore right now. And our guest today is here to tell us all about what's going on over there and get a little background on things is the arts manager and artistic director for the Croc Center, Mr. Josh Quinn. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Melvin. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Thank you for being our guest, then. And like we were saying before, how do you guys like your new place?
Oh, man, it's lovely. It is absolutely lovely. We're still moving in, still getting everything nice and worked out and getting all the kinks ironed out, but it's still, we're up and running. And love to have people come in.
It's a big facility.
It's 104,000 square feet of arts, education, recreation, and worship.
Yeah. It's of course affiliated with the Salvation Army. You didn't know that.
Absolutely.
And it is a Christian program, a Christian facility. It's a sort of a thing that you can feel safe. You know, that your kids won't end up on Law and Order.
Absolutely, yeah. We pride ourselves on having a nice, safe, open, family-friendly facility that anyone can, from any of the surrounding areas of Memphis, can come and use.
Now, was there a center before? I mean, didn't the Salvation Army have a facility?
We have several facilities in the Memphis area. Our Purdue Center of Hope over on Jackson Avenue is our women's shelter for... Mm-hmm. And used to serve as our homeless shelter before the Redbird Stadium came through.
Okay.
And so then we moved over to Jackson Avenue with the Purdue Center of Hope for that. We also have our Adult Rehabilitation Center over on Kirby Whitten for adults, adult males specifically, who are dealing with any kind of addiction. They can go there for counseling and to get clean, basically.
Yeah.
And then we also have all of our worship centers, one on Winchester Avenue, and then the new Croc Center that opened here on the corner of East Parkway and Central.
Yeah, and that is, and I keep saying it's a huge facility.
It is absolutely huge.
So what all is involved in there? What do you guys got going on in there?
We have, honestly, a little bit of everything. If you can think of what you would ever want in a community center, we probably have it, and it's probably on steroids. We have everything from a wonderful full-size basketball gym, an indoor sports court where you can do indoor soccer or lacrosse. We have one of the best swimming pools that I have ever seen in my life.
Really?
With a water slide that goes outside the building, curls around, and comes back inside the building. If you haven't seen it, that alone is worth coming out and checking out.
I remember that from the promotion of the opening, grand opening on the television. They were showing that big water slide.
Yeah, everyone's always excited about our pool, which is an absolutely great, great pool. We also have wonderful catering, a full-service kitchen that is open 7 days a week. We also have wonderful classrooms that are used both for tutoring as well as arts programming, teaching music, teaching visual arts. We have a wonderful 300-seat performance space that has fully digital sound that is used to give high-quality experiences in the arts, in the performing arts specifically, to those who wouldn't have the opportunity to have that experience otherwise.
So you can do a play over there.
We can do a play, absolutely. We already have several plays coming up. Our first one is actually I Never Saw Another Butterfly, which is a Holocaust remembrance piece, April 19th and 20th. Our first big musical is Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat in July, which auditions for that are actually coming up in March.
Okay. Well, it's March now.
It is March now. Yeah. Wow, time gets away from me. Yes, it is March now.
So auditions are coming
Coming up for that, absolutely.
And then we'll draw from the community.
Absolutely. Yeah. We encourage all community members, regardless of age or previous acting experience, to come out and try out, be a part of it.
Yeah, you being the arts and artistic director, that would be your thing.
Exactly. No problem with shameless plugs on my end.
Well, that's fine. I mean, it's amazing. And for those who don't know the story of Croc Centers, which there are how many, maybe?
I believe we are the 26th or 27th that has opened in the United States.
Yeah. And the original was in San Diego. And it was from Ray and Joan Croc. And if you don't know who Ray Croc is, just go down the street and look for the yellow arches.
There you go.
And But this 104,000 square foot space over here, and it's like, it's Where is it?
It's on the corner of East Parkway and Central. It's actually at the old fairgrounds.
Okay.
It's right next to Tiger Lane.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's right there.
It is right there. It's right in the center of the city.
That is great use of that space. You know, they have been talking about for years, talking about what to do with that space. Mm-hmm. And, that's fantastic.
Absolutely. We were very excited that the city got behind us and we were able to bring in this community center that can truly impact the community for the greater good.
And this can be a community center for the whole city. This is,
absolutely.
This is centered right in the middle of the city.
Absolutely. Our vision for the Kroc Center is to be a community center in every true sense of the word. So people can come in regardless of racial, socioeconomic backgrounds, religions, to come in together and be a true community and experience everything together as one.
Yeah, the Memphis Community
Center. Memphis Community Center, there you go. Yeah,
right on. And the grounds, there's plenty of parking and everything around there.
Absolutely, yep. We have wonderful parking right there in front, easy access, nice little circle drive so you can drop anyone off who doesn't want to walk. Drop them off at the front door and then be able to park nice and conveniently for you.
Wow. And again, so I got off track a little bit because I'm so thrilled about it. The idea of how the Crocs, do you do a history of how the Kroc Centers got founded?
Absolutely. Joan Kroc, the widow of Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, gave the Salvation Army $1.5 billion in an endowment campaign to build these centers across the United States to serve in arts, education, recreation, and worship. Again, to be that true community center. Yeah. And with the idea of, in order for a city to get one of these centers, you actually had to apply. And there were certain criteria you had to meet before the application was even considered. You had to have a space that could reach every socioeconomic background within a 5-mile radius, which we have that at the old fairgrounds. I mean, we have Orange Mound right down the street from us. And then on the other side, we have Chickasaw Gardens. Yeah. We have the wonderful arts community in Midtown. So it's a wonderful blend right there around us. And so that was easy for us to get approved. Mm-hmm. Second, you had to have the city itself that you were applying with to back you up. So we had to raise $25 million locally, and we had a wonderful capital campaign that happened about 5 years ago that we were able to raise those funds. And so we were very grateful for the city to get behind us and give us that support. Yeah. And then it was matched with a generous donation from the endowment campaign to basically build the facility itself.
Yeah. And so is it self-sustaining?
Part of the endowment helps us to basically keep our lights on. But the rest of it, the rest of the program, and there is a small fee to become a member. It's $30 for an individual per month, and it's also $50 for a household up to four for a month. Or you can buy annual memberships as well. And that basically helps to go towards keeping our lights on, keeping our salary going, just so we can continue to keep our programming. We try to keep everything as low cost as possible so that it can be accessible to as many people as possible.
Yeah. The staff is, well, originally I was thinking the Salvation Army staff was sort of small. This facility here has got to have a major staff.
Absolutely, and we are still currently trying to fill all those staff positions and figuring out exactly what all of our staffing needs are. And the more programs we bring on, the more we realize we have continual staffing needs that we have to fill out.
But you're still adding programs to it.
We're still adding programs, absolutely. We've only been open for, this is our fourth week being open currently. Yeah. And so we are still in the process of getting everything, like I said, ironed out and mapped out. And
It sure is a beautiful facility. I just can't keep I keep saying it.
We think the same thing every time we walk through the doors. We're just extremely blessed to have that kind of facility
It's still got that new car smell.
Exactly.
And you guys provide lunches as well, right?
We do. Like I said, we have our cafe that has lunches and dinners and breakfast all available 7 days a week, except for on Sundays. Sundays, our operating hours are only 1 to 4 because it also serves as our worship center on Sunday mornings. So the Salvation Army Church actually meets there from 9 to about 12:30 for various Sunday school and various worship programs happening on Sunday mornings.
Wow. Kroc Cafe. And the menu is pretty varied as well.
We have everything from good old Southern cooking to your full catering with all the works and everything in between.
And will there be fundraisers involved in maintaining the Kroc Center?
Not within maintaining the Kroc Center itself. There will be program-specific fundraising that happens. Yeah. But our goal is to, within that capital campaign, was to try and meet as many of our program our facility needs as possible within that capital campaign 5 years ago, so that we wouldn't have to continually go to the community for large amounts. Since we are an affiliate of the Salvation Army, we are hoping that people continue to give towards our other facilities, such as our Purdue Center of Hope for Women, such as our Adult Rehabilitation Center. So we don't want to draw away from those funds, but we do want people to be aware that this is a wonderful community center that if they would like to get behind, we, of course, will always take donations.
Of course. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Spotlight 92. We're talking to Josh Quinn, who is the arts manager and artistic director of the Croc Center here in Memphis, Tennessee, the old fairground space. And it just opened about 4 weeks ago.
A while ago, we
talked with Mary Lawrence Allen, who is our resident Memphis artist and contributor to everybody's good cause.
Absolutely. She's a beautiful woman.
And she has her art display. It started March the 9th, and it goes all the way to April the 1st. She's still doing her display over there. She got some neat artwork.
Absolutely. She has done some wonderful, wonderfully beautiful pieces that are currently on display. And the sale of all those pieces actually go to help the Maternal League of Memphis within their efforts with all the single mothers within the Memphis area.
Yeah. She's always doing stuff like that. We talked about the Maternal League of Memphis. And as a matter of fact, when we're talking about the Croc Center, it is a division of the Salvation Army.
Yes, sir.
And the Salvation Army, I read about, has been around here now for 113 years.
It's been within America for 113 years. It was actually founded in 1865 in London.
Yeah. The Memphis one started in 1900. Or was it the American? It was the Memphis
one. It was Memphis one. It's been Memphis for 113 years.
Yeah. And it's, well, a little bit about the Salvation Army, too.
Sure, absolutely. It was actually a little bit of trivia for those out there who are interested. It was actually originally called the Christian Mission. It was founded by William Booth in London in 1865. William Booth was a former Methodist minister who decided that he wanted to have a more active ministry within the streets of London. And so he would actually go to the areas of London that the church usually ignored. He would go to the bars. He would go to the dark, shadowy places of London.
Debtors' prison.
Exactly. And would meet people where they were and minister to them on that level. And then was able to, from that, it continued to grow, and God blessed it. And it continued to grow and grow and grow until now we are in 120-something countries across the world.
That's amazing, though, you know. And the spirit of Christian effort, the spirit of Christian giving,
absolutely,
concern, care is always a part of that.
Absolutely. It's a huge proponent of what the Salvation Army does. We are, everyone knows us, of course, for our Red Kettle campaign, for the annoying bells out in front of the stores during Christmas, or for our emergency disaster services for whenever there's a disaster, we're always there to help, which that is what we do. It is part of our ministry. That is how we reach out to our community.
Yeah. And it's always, you know, when you have the Red Cross and you have
and the Salvation Army.
You always look to see those two together.
Absolutely.
At disasters and what have you. And our branch of it here is grown even more than what it was when it first started.
Oh, absolutely. But,
some of the things that the Salvation Army takes care of or helps with is homeless shelters, for one. Things like the Maternal League. They are not affiliated with the Salvation Army directly, but
correct,
the Salvation Army does that sort of a thing.
Absolutely. And we always look for those kind of partnerships to work with such groups as the Maternal League of Memphis, with working with Memphis Athletic Ministries, working with various groups around town to be able to meet those community needs.
Yeah. And it's not, I mean, are there like Salvation Army offices or headquarters or what do you call it?
That was all the right terminology. Yeah,
are they sprinkled around town? Is there? I know there's one major one.
Absolutely, our area command center is on Jackson Avenue with our Purdue Center of Hope. Okay. We also have all of our pastors are called officers, and we have three sets of officers currently in the city. We have one set over on our Winchester location, and then we have two sets with the Croc Center.
Okay. And I love that too. The Salvation Army and everybody's an officer.
Absolutely. It was all modeled after the British Army, and so it's with the idea of with William Booth having that we are constantly on this spiritual warfare, and so he designed the Salvation Army to be set up like an army. We have a general that is in London, And we have national commissioners that are all over the world that report directly to the general.
So it's basically a franchise.
In a sense, yeah. You can kind of think of it like that.
Because the main headquarters in Britain where it was founded, but then there's all these divisions around the country.
Absolutely.
Around the world, actually.
Around the world, yeah.
Yeah, how many countries?
I believe we're in 127.
Yeah. That's something else, too. You know, that everything is so accepted.
Exactly.
Because people know it always helps to have hope and to offer people hope and let them know there's someplace that you can go if you're in trouble.
Absolutely, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah. And the Croc Center, of course, now we're getting back to that. This is something that's great for the whole community, and it's a, like I said, a big old place. What is the Challenge Center about?
The Challenge Center is our
25th, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It opens on the 25th. It is our educational component. It's been compared to being dropped into a living video game. We have, I forget how many rooms. It's either 9 or 10 themed rooms that each one has a different theme. Like there's a medical room, there's a engineering lab, there's an underground cavern, there's a jungle room, and each one has its own mission that it goes along with. And these missions incorporate science skills, math skills, team building skills. It's geared mostly towards the fifth grade level or the middle school level, but it can be altered to meet any kind of corporate needs for corporate team building events. But you start in one room and a video pops up and says, your mission is the generator in the hospital is turned down, or whatever the mission may be for that time.
Yeah.
And so you have to press the right series of buttons, get the wires connected to open the door to the next room to continue the mission. It's totally interactive.
Wow. Now that's going to be something else. You know, we had a display like that, similar to that, at Pink Palace one time, and that was just fascinating. That was a lot of fun.
So think Pink Palace on a much larger scale.
Yeah, on steroids.
On steroids, exactly.
Wow. And who sets those programs up?
Is actually run through Ty Cobb. He's the manager of that area,
okay.
And Ty Cobb, if he's not the baseball player.
Yeah.
That everyone confuses him for.
First name that came to my mind.
He is, however, a Ole Miss alum from many years back who actually invented the sport of acro dunking. So if anyone has seen those wonderful acrobatic individuals who jump from trampolines to dunk the ball, you know, doing flips in the air and dunk the ball into the basketball goal, that was all started by Ty Cobb.
Okay.
And so that kind of gives you a taste of the kind of creativity that this man has and the kind of creativity he has poured into that challenge area.
Now, each area has its own director, I guess.
It's own management director, yes, sir.
Management, yeah. And its own sponsors.
Yes, the AutoZone Challenge area. And so AutoZone was gracious enough to lend its support for that area.
Yeah.
But yes, there are various areas all around the Croc Center that have been graciously funded from various communities.
It's sort of like it reminds me of the zoo. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, which is really cool because it's... Again, full community participation.
Exactly.
And that makes all the difference in the world. And this gym is what everybody's been talking about here recently. What's up with the gym?
It's an amazing – we actually have a partnership with Memphis Athletic Ministries. So we have youth coming – about 400 youth coming in throughout the week free of charge to get this coaching within the athletics, but also building up that – morale and building up that self-image and they do wonderful work and we're so pleased to work with them on that. But the gym itself, it's a wonderful new basketball court that has these performance stages on the side of it, these garage band performance stages that are designed for these beginning musicians who know maybe one song and still want a chance to perform their one song, but don't want all the pressure of like a recital atmosphere.
Yeah.
And so it's set up for the weekends eventually once all this opens up, that these musicians can come in, a garage door opens, they play their song and their garage door closes as another garage door opens and there's another group playing their song. And this constantly goes off every 5 minutes with a different group in a different garage.
Oh, wow.
All while there's sports happening on the gym floor and challenges happening in the challenge area.
Wow. Is that is the center, I mean, how is it set up? Is it open, you know, is it different, as you go to the different divisions, like you go down this hall and you go into the challenge center or you come back down this other hall to the gym, or is it just... a big area in it.
It's all set up in a huge square. And so you start at the beginning and you walk down our beautiful art gallery where you can see Mrs. Allen's artwork currently, and it leads straight into our gym and our indoor sports court, as well as our challenge area. And then you follow that hallway down and it ends into our swimming pool and our cafe. And then so after our theater, then we end in our wonderful Hardin Hall, and which is serves as our main banquet hall for any kind of receptions. And then it comes back out through our front entrance, and then you're back out. And every single one of these rooms in the Kroc Center is actually rentable through our rentals department.
That's what I was going to ask you, too. And, you know, we've been talking about the inside, the interior of the Kroc Center all this time. But there's also a big field on the outside.
Absolutely. We have two NCAA-sized soccer fields, as well as a huge splash park that is, if anyone remembers from the 80s, Double Dare. It's basically that with water. It's these two teams happening at the same time, trying to get – there's a scoreboard involved. I don't know all the details because that's still actually being created and built, but should be open by the summer, and it's should be a wonderful, wonderful experience for everyone out there.
A splash park.
A splash park.
That's interesting. And, yeah, it's soccer fields, gym, splash park. There's a – it's the only thing missing is a baseball field. But then you mentioned the Grand Hall,
mm-hmm.
which can be rented.
Can be rented out.
For a wedding reception.
Wedding reception. For anything, really. I believe just a couple of days ago, we actually had an award ceremony that was hosted in there. And it's actually can be rented out as the entire room itself, or it can be separated out into four individual rooms that each one of those rooms dividing into the Grand Hall can be rented as well.
That's another good venue for here in town.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and... And wow, and it's a big old place. It's brand new. Still got the new car smell, new building smell about it. And the rental is reasonable, I'm assuming. And that also goes into maintaining the...
Into maintaining, keeping our lights on, exactly. Yeah.
Wow, this is a great facility. It's a great idea. And the art gallery, which, yeah, you're the art director, so... And we have mentioned that Mary Lawrence Allen has her display going on
Absolutely.
Right now of her flowers. But what have you got planned for the art gallery?
The art gallery is actually going to be a rotating gallery for local professional artists, as well as, you know, in sports, athletes practice for their big game. The performing arts, they rehearse for their big show. Visual artists, this will be their big game. For everyone participating in our visual arts programs, once a quarter, part of the rotating displays will be the work that's done there within the center itself, so that those participating in our visual arts programs have the opening night gala of the reveal in the gallery. They have the ability for people to come in through the week and see their work on display professionally in a professional gallery. Okay. And so they get that kind of end game reward for their work.
And this use of the facilities... It's exclusively for members?
It is not exclusively for members. It is actually open to the entire community. Members do receive 25% off all classes, and we do have classes starting on March 25th. So,
Art classes, you mean?
Art classes. We have everything. We have wonderful painting classes, pottery classes. We also have music instruction classes in brass and guitar and percussion as well. Okay. And we also have dance classes in ballet, tap, and hip-hop. And we also have acting classes and musical theater classes.
Oh, wow. And I guess I was originally giving the impression that in order to use the Kroc Center, you've got to join. You've got to be a member.
Membership only includes access into our fitness center and our basketball court and our swimming pool. Everything else is always open to the community, but members just receive a little bit of a discount off
of it. Oh, well, that's pretty cool. And, you know, and the monthly membership is reasonable.
Absolutely.
$30. You can't beat that. If you join French Riviera or any place else, you really can't beat that.
Exactly.
Plus, it's a new facility.
Plus, they always want to be part of a new facility.
Yeah. And I'm perusing around on the website, and I'm looking at the courtyard area, which is, that's pretty nice looking.
It's a beautiful courtyard. It's right there in our front entrance. And it actually has windows facing into our fitness center, windows facing into our Hardin Grand Hall, and into our art gallery. So wherever you are within that little square, you can look out and see a wonderful, beautiful piece of nature.
Yeah. And you don't have to worry about anything. I see a lot of glass around the center, too.
There is a lot of glass. It gives it a lot of natural light. We are LEED certified. We're working our LEED certification to be as green as possible. And so a lot of that is helping, the glass helps us with that LEED certification.
Yeah. And that I imagine that was part of the building plan.
It was part of our idea when we first started the construction process on the building. We actually have wonderful drains on our roof that catch all of our rainwater that is then filtered down through, and it becomes what we use to water our soccer fields with. So all that rainwater gets recycled out.
Wow. And this is state-of-the-art facility, by the way.
It is a wonderful state-of-the-art facility.
Just built. So it's all handicap accessible, the whole works.
Everything, absolutely.
Wow. And it's beautiful. I keep saying that. But that, and we've talked a little bit about the calendar of events that are going on, like Mary Lawrence Allen's art showing right now. Mm-hmm. Give us an idea of some other things that are coming up. You already mentioned the plays.
That's my shameless plugs. Absolutely. I Never Saw Another Butterfly, which is our Holocaust remembrance piece on April 19th and 20th. Mm-hmm. We have Joseph and Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat happening in late July, early August. We also have a Broadway dinner theater that is going up in May. Okay. It's a wonderful Broadway review, and you get a free meal out of it. Well, not a free, you're paying for it. But it's dinner and entertainment all in the same night. It's a wonderful opportunity. We also are, like I said, it is a rentable space, and so we have various groups coming through all the time. We have our gospel quartet series that is actually starting on the last Sunday of every month, starting on March 24th. Mm-hmm. We have gospel quartets that will come through and perform on Sunday evenings. We're working in partnerships with various performance companies in the city, such as Ballet Memphis, New Ballet Ensemble, the symphony. We actually had Memphis Repertory Orchestra in for a concert a couple of weeks ago that was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, wow.
So we're always looking for those partnerships. Our big goal within the arts department is to offer these quality experiences in the arts to those who haven't had this experience before, and to make sure that these experiences are of the highest caliber possible. And such things, in that steam and in that mindset, we're bringing in, for instance, in April, we have Lenore Raphael, a Steinway jazz artist, coming in.
That was what I'm supposed to be talking about mostly. Anyway, I almost forgot about Lenore Raphael coming in. Tell us a little bit about that. I know that she is a fantastic keyboardist.
She is. If you haven't heard of her music, you need to go to her website, lenoreraphael.com. She is an astounding Steinway jazz artist. But she's coming in to help us break in our new Steinway piano in our space. And we couldn't be happier. I mean, of course, she's world-renowned. She's been performing, touring, and recording and teaching jazz for the past 40 years.
Yeah.
She's won numerous ASCAP awards for her original compositions. Her latest album, Loverly, in 2013, was actually up for several Grammy nominations.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we have that CD here. We played it pretty religiously when it first came out.
Absolutely beautiful music.
And when is the concert?
Concert is April 9th.
April 9th, yeah. And it's going to be in the theater?
It is going to be in our Nancy R. Crosby Worship and Performing Arts Center.
Okay.
Which, yes, is our theater.
Big theater. But, big, beautiful facility. And Lenore Raphael is nominated for a Grammy. She is one of the best piano players we know of for right now. And that's really cool that she's donating her services, well, relatively.
Right, yeah, but see, she's coming in for a very nominal fee for us to again, provide this wonderful experience for the Memphis community.
Yeah, I mean, one of the most positive things that has happened in our community in a long time. And I just cannot say so enough that I'm just thrilled to death to be able to talk about it here at U92. And the hope that people will get interested and become more interested. Have you had much interest shown? I mean, have people been joining?
People have been joining. We are very our parking lot has been filled, and constant flow of people coming in through our doors, and so we're very happy about that. Of course, we would always love more people to come in and experience it and check us out. Yeah. And we are open Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sundays from 1 to 4. Okay. So they're free to come in at any time, check it out. We'll be happy to give them a tour.
And there are still some positions open.
Absolutely. If you go to our website, crocmemphis.org, there are job postings there for staff positions that are available still.
Right on. Well, Josh, thank you so much for coming by
and
talking about
it
with us. And, of course, we don't want you to miss out on Lenore Raphael. Keep listening to U92FM. We've been running a public service announcement, hot tip about it. And so we have all the details. And you can also go to crocmemphis.org, crocmemphis.org, and find out all the information about the brand-new Croc Center and all the cool things going on over there. Josh, again, thank you so much for being our guest on Spotlight 92. And this has been Spotlight 92. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.